Bunda Vista, Inside the Mind, episode 391. Every week, we discuss the mind behind an invention that changed the way we think about the world. I'm Cornelius Diarrhea, and this week we're in session with the visionary genius who took sexual intercourse and turned it on its head. He's a balloonist, an acrobat from Paris, France. You might not know it, but he invented the 69. Bonjour, Ben.
Bonjour, ça va?
Good. sorry, avec good. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your invention that's taking the world by storm.
I feel like I need time to dial the accent in. You know, I'll raw dog it. What's the worst that can happen? I was doing my regular acrobatic with a sexual lady partner, and one time we were both inverse, and we found that it just sort of worked very well together. It was pleasurable for both. It was nueve. I believe you say, and things just went from there. I don't even have time to make balloon animals anymore.
And Ben, would you say that your experience as an acrobat helped you view the world from a different perspective?
Oh, that is a pun? That is a play on words? Yes, that is very true. In both the literal and the figurative sense, it helps to broaden the mind. And also, I was down there where the pussy was. So I went, hey, let's just... You're up there where the penis is. Let's make this work.
And of course, we understand France is fertile ground for disgusting perverts. Why do you think France is such a leading force in this field?
Oh, is it? Well, you know, France is a great country of wine. And I believe that it is the soil, the terroir of France that gives rise to
the terroir.
It's a
beautiful
terroir.
Grape, but I believe terroir. It is also a psychic terroir.
Yeah.
But have you seen the terroir before? It's very good.
Oh, La terroir.
But just season one.
Sorry. La terroir.
Saison un.
You think French are all pedophiles because of the show The Terroir?
I think it's The Terroir.
Starring Jared Harris.
And also, of course, with us, a nerd-ass historian to tell us people have been 69ing for millennia. And this isn't actually a new invention, it's Lucy. Lucy, why are you such a wet blanket?
Oh, I was just kind of, I was born this way, actually.
Yeah,
people have been 69ing since at least the 11th century.
Yeah, there's not a lot of material there, but it's not to say that the Dark Ages was a dark age of invention. It was just a dark age of documentation, of history.
100%.
They just weren't writing it down. They were having a 69 and then not immediately
cavemen
making a note.
Cavemen were 69ing. They probably just didn't carve it on the wall.
Yeah.
Just probably seemed yucky when you like write it down.
Hey, if you naturally arrived at 69ing without having ever been told about it or seen anyone else doing it, that really would have been a lucky break for you. You might even consider yourself a lucky duck. It's time for Mr. Lucky Duck.
He's Mr. Lucky Duck.
That's one lucky duck.
That's two lucky ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
69. Two lucky ducks. This comes to us from KSL TV in Utah. Boy 8 jumping on trampoline survives being thrown by wind 20 feet in air.
Oh my goodness. Sick.
Yeah, that's kind of the dream. If you're like a boy on a trampoline to go up that high, what's that? That's like
8 meters.
Six meters. 6 meters in the air.
6 meters in the air.
That's a story you tell your friends at school, and they call you a fucking liar.
Yeah, I went like 20 feet in the air.
I went 20 feet in the air.
I almost like could see like planes where I was. Is like how big that I bounced. But my dad said that they won't talk about it because it's too dangerous and other kids might try it. So if you ask them, they'll say that I didn't do it, but I did. A Harriman family is calling it a miracle that their son is alive after a terrifying, awesome ordeal. editorialize slightly. While visiting relatives in St. George this week, 8-year-old Jake Smith was jumping on the trampoline when all of a sudden a windburst picked up the trampoline, causing it to go flying 20 feet in the air with Jake on it.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
This happened to my hairdresser's grandchild.
What?
Yeah. I'm serious.
And that's, they told you during the haircut? Okay?
They were all right. Oh, they had to like hold the trampoline. It was getting like blown away. Something like that. Maybe there was no one on the trampoline. I think there was someone on the trampoline. I'll ask them again and then I'll get back to you.
How old is your hairdresser?
My hairdresser would be in her, she might be 60.
Yeah, right, okay.
Yeah.
Good on her.
I think it's because of those new like woke trampolines that they've got.
Yeah, the woke.
You know, with all the big barriers around the side.
That trampolines are kind of rocket
shaped. Used to look like that. They were kind of just flat and they hurt your body a lot of the time.
Yeah, you'd come off a lot of the time and you just land on the ground, or you would
get stuck in the springs.
Yeah,
caught in the springs all the time.
Or you'd derail your back on the side of the like metal bar. You'd come off and just like on your back.
Yeah, we used to drink from the hose.
Yeah, we used to drink from the hose.
Yes.
Yeah, that kills kids.
Quote, "It just happened so fast without any warning," Mother Shelley Smith said. "My little boy flew up over 2 cinder block walls and curved around and then landed in the street."
Sick.
Oh, my gosh. Imagine that's looking out the window and little Jake's floating away on the trampoline.
Imagine being in the newspaper for what a cool trick you did on your trampoline.
Yeah. I don't know why the detail of 2 cinder block walls gets me.
Yeah.
You went over 2 walls. Shelley immediately ran over to Jake in terror. She said he sat up, seemingly unscathed, and asked her if it was a dream.
Oh. Weird little boy.
Strange.
Am I in a dream? Boy. Dare I believe?
Am I dreaming, Mother?
What is before
Mother,
me?
Mother, was it a dream?
Yeah, let's bully this kid. Yeah. Nearly died.
Well, he survived, so it's fine. This is
he
such
survived.
A funny
it's fine. It's really
reaction.
Funny.
You just landed on the ground on a road. And you're like, oh boy, a beautiful dream.
Oh, but Mother, was it a dream? Was it just a dream?
Am I asleep or awake? What is real, Mother?
A little dork.
Yeah, you little nerd. Creepy little nerd.
He did do that cool trick, though.
That
he's kind
true.
Of put
he
him up
cool.
in my estimation.
Yeah. I guess yeah.
kind of, he is kind of
pretty.
Yeah,
he's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quote, and I said, no, son, this wasn't a dream. This was very real.
All right.
It's not a dream, my boy. It's real and it's wondrous.
I believe.
He was able to tell me his name, his age, and everything, like nothing happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's fine, because he didn't hurt himself.
Fine. Because he was in the woke trampoline.
Because he was in the woke trampoline.
I guess, I wonder if this is one of the ones where you can't like come out of the trampoline because you're enclosed.
I think if he wasn't in the woke trampoline, that perhaps he would have been thrown into at least one of those cinder block walls.
Yeah. Or at the very least deposited like harshly down on that 8-lane mega highway they live next to or whatever.
Yeah.
Jake got a CT scan at the hospital, ultimately walking away with just minor scratches and a slight concussion.
So he wasn't fine.
So he wasn't fine.
Not entirely
concussion.
Unscathed, just a slight concussion. The trauma department was like, you don't usually get this outcome in situations like this, Shelley said. Like...
Yeah, we usually see more trauma.
Yeah.
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 But how specific are they being in situations like this? Like when a little boy is scooped up in a trampoline.
And thrown
little
over 2 cinder block walls.
Yeah.
Oh, this is a 2 cinder blocker?
We got a double blocker over here.
Yeah.
Usually he would have got blasted. He would have been dead.
Absolutely. No damage. Maybe from a 1 cinder blocker.
Turned into pinkish toothpaste on the highway.
Got his head cut off.
The Smiths are hoping their story will serve as a warning to other families to make sure their trampolines are securely mounted.
Securely mounted? You're supposed to mount your trampolines?
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's what Brian Smith is saying.
Yeah.
Quote, strap them down. They're just like giant kites. If you have a trampoline, get it bolted to the ground because it can happen in seconds, Shelley said. I hope this becomes like a radicalizing thing for them where like their whole life gets taken over by trampoline safety.
Yeah. Like, oh, like a pool safety guy?
They're like, yeah. They're like known local characters whose like Taragos are just covered in vinyl stickers of like, bolt down your trampoline. Trampoline will kill. Yeah. It's just like a giant kite. It is not a dream.
It's only like a kite because you built it that way. Bring back you got the old trampolines.
Yeah,
those ones you've got to be in like a category one or category two before they take off with your little boy on there.
Exactly.
And he probably shouldn't be out there in a cat two.
I would say a good like 60% of our storm preparation was tying the trampoline to the house.
That's right. You've got a woke trampoline.
I've got a woke trampoline.
You do have a woke trampoline.
Well, have you seen my boys?
Yeah, they need their woke one.
Because they're woke
they
boys?
They couldn't be trusted
they're
on the...
Well, they're very easily bruised. They're vulnerable. And yeah, like it didn't move an inch.
Jake added he's going to be cautious of the next trampoline he gets on. Quote, I'm going to say, is yours bolted down? The 8-year-old said.
You're doing all your good work, Jake.
He's at your party and he's going to be like, is your trampoline bolted down?
Yeah. He's calling the police because the trampoline isn't bolted down.
My mama told me to just say no to unbolted trampolines.
And he's wearing a shirt that says exactly that as well, that his parents make him wear every time he goes anywhere.
50 ways to say no to an unsecure trampoline. I don't have my pilot's license yet.
They're starting an organization called UPORT, Utah and Parents Against Unbolted Trampolines. the Smiths expressed their relief to still have their son sitting next to them.
Like Morrissey? Like Morrissey said that? Because they're called the Smiths.
Because they're called the Smiths. Yeah,
that's pretty funny.
And if you're under 30, you've probably still heard of the Smiths.
You've probably heard of the Smiths. Like, just figure it out, context.
Yeah, but you probably don't, like, as viscerally picture Morrissey when the Smiths are mentioned as well, though. You probably don't.
You might say, Johnny Marr said that?
Yeah, Johnny
Marr.
That's
also funny. Yeah. That's also funny.
Quote, I know that there are angels protecting my little boy because they caught him, Shelley said. The fact that he's here with me today is a complete miracle.
I reckon they flew off with that trampoline. Taking your son to heaven.
I reckon you should thank today the woke trampoline.
You should probably just think who made the woke trampolines.
The woke trampoline that kept your boy safe.
For like 50 years, we had the stupidest fucking possible design for the trampoline. It was a psychotic thing to like let your kids on unsupervised.
Yeah. And we would do this like break their arms. 4 hours a day. Yeah.
Like kids would break their arms on them all the time.
When do you think that the mainstream crossover into the woke trampoline was? Because in my mind, obviously I don't have kids, so I'm not really interacting with the trampoline space a lot. 10 years ago,
mid-2000s?
I think longer than 10 years, but it happened while I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, that's how life fucking happens, doesn't life, it?
Yeah. Life is what happens.
When you're making other plans, yeah.
Yes. Trampolines change when you're busy at work.
That's so true. There were 22 deaths recorded from trampoline use in the 10 years between 2000 and 2009. There's surprisingly quite a lot of still trampoline injuries.
Even with the woke trampoline?
Yeah.
Do we need to describe the difference between the trampolines here? Because I don't know, maybe there are people listening to this that grew up only with the woke trampoline.
There might be young people that only had a woke trampoline. We just had a flat square with
rectangle
like rusty
kind of deal.
Springs that some of them were sticking out and we used to jump off the roof onto it.
Yeah.
And
you put it next to the pool and do some of the craziest shit you've ever seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Flip it on its side, do wall jumps.
They were sold
with like plastic pads that go over the springs.
Oh, like one centimeter of blue, horrible, cancer-causing foam.
Yeah.
That was just there so you didn't know where like the spring was.
Yeah.
So your feet would go between the springs, and then bam, you've lost a leg.
Yes, and we didn't have one of those, and the springs would also get so hot in the Australian summer, like so hot, you would be burning yourself, getting caught in them.
I wanted one of those trampolines so bad. We never had a trampoline when I was growing up. But, you know, if you're one of the kids whose family have a trampoline, you're like, you're basically the president. You're the king.
Yeah.
You're kind of the king.
That's so
kind
awesome.
Of felt like the king.
Yeah. And then you double bounce them and you send them flying off and then bam, they've gone straight into the pool.
Do you guys reckon you could do a flip on the trampoline?
Front flip, yes. I reckon I could still do one. Back flip, absolutely fucking
absolutely
not.
Absolutely not. No, how do you even start? I don't even know how you start moving backwards.
No. How do you start moving backwards?
When
was the last time you guys were on a trampoline?
Well, I mean, I own one and I've got children.
Do you jump on it?
Sure, you couldn't fit in there.
I fit in there. And also, like, they also need to know what to aim for, so I have to show them some of the moves, some of the tricks.
Oh, okay. Some of your
Are you teaching
tricks.
Them how to double bounce each other?
Oh, you got to double bounce. Absolutely. Yeah. That's in the that's like the starting basket. Now, you do that back bounce. You kick your legs up, you bounce off your back, boop,
oh, that's
straight back onto your feet.
Trampoline tricks with Dad. This is one of the memories that they will genuinely probably cherish the fuck out of. Like, I don't think my dad ever went on a trampoline with me once.
Yeah.
Ever. That'd be nice. Yeah. Bouncing with Dad? Nice.
Bouncing with Dad?
A little Sunday afternoon bounce with Dad?
Yeah.
That's what memories are made of. Hey, if you have any interesting trampoline memories you'd like to share with us, you can send them through to the Bunta Vista Hotline. It's time for the Bunta Vista Hotline.
1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista Hotline. You can send us an email, mailbag@buntavista.com, maybe DM us on Twitter. You could even message Facebook, but we don't really check the Facebook, yeah. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista Hotline. 1-800-317-515, that's the Bunta Vista Hotline.
Man, he was really cooking on those vocals, hey?
He was really cooking on that. We could probably update that song because...
Yeah, we don't check the Twitter either.
We don't check the Twitter, but you can message me on Instagram, which is what one of our listeners, Adam, did the other day. Usually I don't bring these things to the podcast, but I really couldn't resist this one. This is from one of our favorites, the East Idaho News.
Mm-hmm.
Local band blends punk, pop, and rock to create unique sound.
Well, that sounds right up your alley, Lucy.
Punk, pop?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Like, you could mix
rock?
Punk and
punk
pop?
Rock?
What would you even call that? Pop and punk together?
That's $1 million idea.
That's crazy.
Oh, no, it'd probably be fraught with pedophiles.
It sure is. Gonna love this. Aaron Pearl wears a custom t-shirt with the words "Tax the Poor" emblazoned across the front.
Whoa.
He says he was inspired to buy the shirt after a popular politician wore a similar slogan, "Tax the Rich," to the Met Gala in 2021.
And that was 3 years ago, four years ago now.
Tax the poor.
Tax the poor.
Yeah, it makes you think though, doesn't
it? Because
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Oh, wow. I didn't think of it that way. That's fucking, crazy.
Wow. Yeah, that's insane. That's crazy, man. A lot of people look at this shirt and say, how dare you? Why would you even say that? That's scandalous, said Pearl.
Yeah, I don't think they're saying that's scandalous. I think they're probably like looking at him and going like, hey, mate, you're a real dumb cunt.
Yeah.
You're a stupid
just staring
bitch.
At it, just trying to understand like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
What's up with your shirt, man?
Oh,
Are you challenged? Are you offended?
I don't think you can ask people if they're challenged anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah, not allowed to do that because of work. My response to them is, yeah, that's the point. It's obviously a joke. So much of what we see in the world is just meant to pull us apart.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, dude?
How does that relate to the shirt?
What's the
what
joke?
Do you mean?
I'll pull you apart.
Yeah.
You dumb fuck.
Pearl's witty shirt reflects the attitude that fuels him as the songwriter, lead singer, and guitarist of No No Square, a genre-blending band mixing punk, pop, and rock.
Do you think there is any shirt in the history of the universe that would accurately and correctly be described as a witty shirt?
Yeah, the one that says I pooed. We've discussed this a lot of times. I pooed.
Sarcasm is one of the many services I offer. Oh, that's very funny. How drunk.
That's quite funny.
Recharging farts. So. Oh, my.
Uh-huh.
Just, You ever just get a guy that just stops you in your tracks about how annoying he is?
Yeah.
Just like on no other kind of, on a single criteria, like, wow, this is...
Yeah.
Yeah, like we know nothing about this man based on what
we've
heard.
A character backstory that is way more annoying than I could possibly imagine.
It's like you've come across Ignatius Riley just sort of like casually. He's like, oh, shit. Right. Okay. Sure.
No-No Square formed in 2022 with two Idaho Falls residents, Pearl and John Riley. They met and became friends through their mutual activity in the local music scene. Pearl, now 37, was born and raised in Washington. He works a day job as a drug and alcohol counselor and is currently studying social work at Idaho State University in Pocatello and an emphasis on criminal justice. Pearl hopes to pursue social work with violent, psychopathic, and deeply troubled individuals.
Okay.
I mean, that's... yeah.
Look, sure.
But I don't think...
Because he's so fucking crazy.
Yeah.
He's the Joker.
Is that what the thing is? Because it sounds like he's saying that he wants to work at Arkham Asylum.
Yes.
Yeah, that is what it sounds like.
Yeah. And maybe teach the inmates there a little bit about the healing power of music.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I'm talking
rock.
About.
I think that's what we're going to call it. Of
pop,
punk pop, pop rock.
Punk rock pop.
Yeah, rock.
Also, No-No Square...
No, don't worry. We'll get there.
Don't.
I bet it's going to be funny.
Don't tell me there's somewhere to go.
I bet it's going to be a hoot.
It's going to be such a hoot. I wanted to do something more from my own soul, Pearl said about starting his own band. In the very beginning, I had some inspiration to write a few songs. We wanted to do something intentional with the genre. Finding our groove took a little bit, but we've figured it out. Riley, also 37.
I think
originally
all
from-
three of them are 37.
Look, 37-year-old men can do anything.
Yeah,
37 men. Can... 37 men hold up half the sky.
37-year-old men can start a pop punk band.
We will name those 37 men at the end of the episode.
The teenagers stay the same age, though.
Yeah, they do. Mm. Riley, also 37, originally from New Jersey, moonlights as a comedian. His contributions to the band include bass guitar and creating social media content on multiple platforms. They welcome the drummer of the band, Joe Peterson, 37, an Idaho Falls native. The trio started booking shows at local venues. They released one studio album in 2022, written and produced by Pearl, called Your Body, My Choice.
Oh, that's nasty.
Oh,
that's
like...
really gross. That's unbelievably
fucking gross. In 2022.
That's no good.
That's had a bit of a revival lately. Hasn't it?
Oh, but he's sort of taken that saying and he's turned it on his head without thinking, hey, should I turn this on its head?
Is this
or should
repellent?
I maybe just leave it kind of feet planted on the ground?
Just, we have tried to bring a sense of humor in response to the political and social climate facing young people,
this
said
is
Peterson.
The problem, isn't it? This is the problem, though, that reactionaries aren't funny. They don't know what's funny.
So what's the joke?
So
what's the
joke
is rape's funny. Oh, my God. Can he say that? That's so wild. Can't believe we've been so divided.
Yeah.
We don't offer any solutions, just funky bass lines and a good time.
That actually was our slogan for a little while, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. I think they've taken it from us.
Somebody else is using that.
Joe Peterson, if I see you, it's on site. I'm going to come and shoot you in the back of the head.
Yeah.
If you're listening.
Sort of, you're sort of inverting a sort of a classic thing by shooting him in the head. And so you're sort of making people go,
actually, we're so politically divided. Interesting.
Yeah.
The name No-No Square is a humorous nod to an online meme that became popular in 2020 as a way to teach kids about personal boundaries and body autonomy.
No, it's not. Is it? Okay. Look, it's obviously that's what it means if you look at the words, but it's not really what you named your bed, is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, so
these guys are lying. Okay.
It's like how they teach kids to have bodily boundaries.
The no-no square is like...
The no-no square.
Don't let people touch you here.
Yeah.
I probably wouldn't make jokes about like sexual molestation of children if I was in a pop punk band, just personally.
Yeah,
I probably wouldn't. I would try and avoid doing it in like any context, kind of.
Not
just
even
kind
as
of,
a joke, maybe.
Yeah.
The original meaning of no-no square is not the message we are trying to convey, Pearl explained.
What'd you call your name? What'd you call your band that?
It sounds bad as well.
For us, it means to respect personal space and respect others in emotional and political and ideological ways. The name in and of itself is supposed to promote healthy relationships.
What? How?
Huh?
What?
In what way?
What do you
they
mean?
Should just like make it mandatory whenever someone says something like that to just say, hey, expand on that.
Yeah.
I actually love this because the journalist has been like, hey, can you explain the joke? What's a no-no square?
It? Yeah.
What's funny? What's no-no square?
Like, oh, actually, well, you think it's actually about kind of like sexual exploitation of children. And it is.
Mm. Yes.
And
but
in a way it is.
But
in a very literal way it is. But don't we all just take ourselves too seriously? And also, I think it's bad.
Mm.
I named my band I Suck Hitler's Cock Every Night.
It's really funny. This is such like a cringe metal band thing to do, is to name your band like I Suck Hitler's Cock Every Night. Like, why are you doing this in the pop punk scene?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, Anal Cunt already did it. So what are you left with?
Why don't you call yourself something like Bombay Bicycle Club?
Yeah.
Exactly. You can't go anywhere from Anal Cunt. Like, we've hit it.
Yeah.
You've hit it. Yeah.
Yes.
Just call yourself British India.
Yeah. Yes.
Call your band British India.
Call yourselves Eve Klein Blue, you know? Yeah. Something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Call yourself the Strokes.
Call yourself Julian Casablancas.
Yeah.
Pearl said the band's first album is partly a response to authoritarian overtones of the global COVID pandemic.
Yeah, all right. That's
a twist.
Yeah. So maybe your body, my choice was actually about vaccines.
Shit.
I don't know if that makes it any better.
Oh, shit. Yeah. It's about vaccines. It's stupid in a different way.
Yeah. It's stupid in a different way.
You don't have to take the vaccine as well. You just don't.
There was like nothing you had to do.
No one was holding you down.
Definitely not in Idaho. Like,
I'm pretty sure this guy's not even from Idaho. He's from somewhere else. From Washington.
From Washington.
I don't know, man.
From woke Bellingham, Washington.
Yeah.
So I guess
also, like a million people in America died from COVID as well. Mm. Kind of just forgetting that like 1.5 million people died from COVID.
Masks are gay.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's
I think
don't
these
make
guys
me wear your gay
died.
Mask. When I go to see a Major League Baseball game, okay? Yeah. Get the fuck out of my life. Got to write a pop punk song about this.
Oh, boy. Our society is made up of two groups, the people and the people in power. I mean, that's true.
Yes.
Sometimes the people in charge like to take that power and notoriety for themselves. That's when all of us need to come together, because if we're driven apart, then society collapses. But when we come together, we take the power back and use it. We become a stronger society.
I kind of think if like a bunch of people die in a way that's like really tragic and like takes people of all ages, that's probably maybe something that might be like collapsing society. I don't know.
Yeah.
More so than having to wear a mask.
Also, what does any of this have to do with tax the poor?
Oh, tax the poor, because that's, yeah, we kind of led in with the shirt, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty profound now that we have the full context of this guy's beliefs. I hate that there is two kinds of people that will say that there's a bunch of people in power and, you know, then there's the rest of us and we need to take that power back. And it can either mean like, yes, we do need a sort of a class consciousness, or it can mean like, there's like 10 Jews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they control everything. And
often, you never know which one it is.
Yeah.
Well, there's 12. That's what the J in MJ12 stands for.
Hey, if you saw a guy wearing a Tax the Poor shirt, you'd have a moment of going, what? And sometimes you'd react exactly the same way to seeing a nude man. It's time for Nude Man Watch. This is from WMTW in Maine. Naked mud-covered man with rifle found after search in Oxford County.
Hey, has anyone seen a naked mud-covered man?
Well, there's the guy that lives in my crawl space, but I see him most days. A 34-year-old man was taken to the hospital for evaluation Monday evening after walking out of the woods naked and carrying a rifle in Oxford County.
You'd
Is that not allowed?
I mean, you just you want to check a few things. I think
is it technically illegal? Is this an open carry state? Can you not open be naked carry. With
I think
a
you
gun?
Can have a gun, but not a dangling. You can't be hanging dong.
Is public
I guess
nudity
you can't be hanging dong.
Freedom of expression? Or is that, or
as
does
the
that
founders intended?
I think
First
ben
Amendment
hung
has a cutout for hanging dog.
I think you could argue that the Constitution allows for it.
I wonder if it is nudity, freedom of expression,
yeah.
USA,
yeah.
baby. Non-obscene but indecent language and nudity may be curtailed. With the time of day and other circumstances determining the extent of curtailment.
So no.
So it's not explicitly protected.
Yeah.
Protected. That's interesting. But
they're suppressing our medicine.
I hate when people curtail my nudity. The unusual incident began around 2:45 p.m. when workers on Knights Hill Road in Sweden. I guess this is Sweden, Maine.
Oh, we just. Maine. Sorry, are you fucking kidding me? I'm so sick of this shit.
Yeah.
What do you mean in Sweden?
Well, it kind of looks a bit like Sweden in Maine, I assume, right? A
lot of Nordic types over there, the rugged coastline.
Quite boreal.
Yeah. This man loves describing places as boreal.
Just boreal places. Sometimes it's the right word for the job.
Workers on Knights Hill Road in Sweden reported that a naked, mud-covered man approached them with a rifle, claiming his friend had been shot. He then disappeared back into the woods.
Yeah.
Probably oh,
this
that's
is
terrifying.
His friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, his dead friend that got shot by someone else.
I'm off to get the creature. Goodbye.
I will have my vengeance and return.
I am just letting you know as a courtesy. This guy has cow voice, by the way.
He's been in the wild so long.
Local and state officials responded quickly, closing nearby roads and asking residents of the area to stay inside while they searched the woods.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen really outside of like 80s movies. Going door to door saying you got to stay inside, there's something out there. Something wrong
in
these woods.
If someone came to my door and said that, I would stay inside.
Yeah.
That's terrifying.
And you say, is he a monster? And they say, no, he just a man fell on hard times and you'd know.
Drones, dogs, and other equipment were used to help track the man. It's awesome. You got drone pilots out there looking for a nude, mud-covered man in the Maine woods of Sweden.
Pretty distinctive looking. I guess that's helpful.
Yeah.
A little tracker on the top down map labeled NM.
Boom, boom.
Oh, he's headed to the beast lair.
After several hours, around 7:30 p.m., the man who previously lived in Cambridge, Maine, was found at a nearby home. He had minor injuries to his feet, and he was taken to Bridgeton Hospital for a mental health evaluation. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, probably.
Officials found a high-powered pellet gun at the house, along with clothing and personal items scattered throughout the woods. Authorities say they do not believe anyone else was involved, and there's no threat to the public. No criminal charge has been filed, but the investigation is still ongoing. You don't
something
think
he found his friend?
Something happened out there in the woods. Yeah.
And all that cold and all that dark?
Mm. Yeah. They're not telling you. The police don't want you to know what happened.
Yeah. Yeah. But out there, it's not just the wolves that are howling tonight.
Yeah. Mm. Or Wolf and Man by Metallica. Listen to it. It's real. It's a true story. Something got shot.
Yeah.
Something or someone. Like
somebody got shot.
Probably look into it. Maybe it was like a twisted reflection
of
himself.
Maybe he's a werewolf. I think it's giving werewolf.
What's that dick like?
He was out there staying in the woods to keep everyone else safe. That's why his clothes have been like torn off because he went in wolf mode.
Yeah.
Or he took them off beforehand because he doesn't want to have to go to the shops.
Yeah.
Nude.
Yeah.
Probably. You'd probably take them off first.
Yeah, doing the No Country for Old Men.
So you'd get nude and you'd sit there and just wait for the moon to come out and you'd just be sitting there nude in the woods. But
it'd be so weird right up until you started turning into a werewolf.
Yeah.
It said moonrise was maybe 9:07.
Looking at your moon app.
Yeah. Looking at your moon app and your limp, shriveled, cold penis. Scott, werewolf cock.
Come on.
And if you'd like to hear more about werewolf cocks, check out our most recent
bonus episode. We learned a bunch of stuff. If you thought maybe there was a terrifying beast in those woods and you didn't find one in there, perhaps you might consider yourself to have been scammed. We talk about scams in Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
This was sent into us by listener Sean. How good is that? We have two stories submitted by listeners that managed to fit our rigorous criteria. That's a
good
great
for you
week
guys.
For us.
They're learning.
Yeah, they're learning. Sometimes you have to be. This is like Whiplash. Sometimes you have to be harsh. Is that the moral of Whiplash? Is that what the guy did was good?
What the guy did was right. Yeah,
who made
that
guy kill himself?
Yeah, and then and in the end, he like looks back at his teacher going. You
what do you
right.
fucking
I
reckon
am,
now?
I play drums like a demon now, thank you.
Yeah, you pork pie hat wearing little bitch. Watch me on the skins and tubs. Oh, I'm playing jazz so fast it sounds unpleasant. Isn't this awesome? It's a really good movie. This is sent in by listener Sean. This comes to us from WHTM in Pennsylvania. Camp Hill woman charged after allegedly making, canceling hundreds of false hotel reservations.
What's the crime?
Yeah. Well,
inconveniencing a hotel?
Yeah. Minor inconvenience in the first degree.
Mm.
A woman was accused Tuesday of making hundreds of reservations at a Cumberland County hotel and then canceling them. By canceling the fraudulent reservations, Taryn Dixon, 52, of Camp Hill, that is T-A-R-Y-N, Dixon.
It's really Australian coded name.
Very Australian coded name.
Like Taryn's like a, she's like a senior vet nurse and she's a lesbian and she drives a Pajero.
Yes, she is a registered nurse.
Yeah. And she's like the favorite auntie of like a whole mess of kids.
Yeah, she's got speed habits.
When are you going to get a husband? And she goes, you little dick. Piss off, you little shithead. Who wants to drive the car? I'm drunk. Every family's got a Taryn.
Everyone loves Auntie Taryn.
She's crazy. Taryn allegedly cost the hotel thousands of dollars because the no-show fee was only a percentage of the reservation price, the criminal complaint filed by the Cumberland County District Attorney's Office states.
I feel like we've missed a few steps here.
Well, yeah, what?
Mm.
So,
we've gone straight into maths.
Yeah, which is not good for us. So they're out of money. Because she paid the no-show fee, but it doesn't cover the cost of the room, which is
just the reservation fee.
But why did she reserve them and then
why did she reserve?
She paid,
and how many?
Thousands?
Lots. Dixon is accused of booking more than 400 rooms in 2025 at the Comfort Suites. That's 400 so far this year.
That's a really funny thing to do. Just sit on your phone and book hotel rooms and show up.
Can I get a twin double for tomorrow night, please?
Can I get the penthouse, please?
Actually, you know what? Never mind.
I'm sick. Just
sick
doing
of not having
voices.
A hotel room. Oh, here we go.
Do you guys have anything in a king suite?
Do you guys have eight king suites? I need 8 king suites for me and all my associates.
Actually, you know what? Perhaps not.
Never mind.
I've changed my mind. Wait a second.
Hold on. The wind is blowing a different direction, methinks.
Could I have 10 king suites for myself
Dare
and my
I?
Associates?
Oh, wait. No, cancel that. I don't think I shall.
Never mind.
Oh, hang on. I'm getting a text message. Oh, it looks like I shall require 20 rooms.
I will be paying the break fee, by the way.
I shan't be coming. Dixon is accused of booking more than 400 rooms in 2025 at Comfort Suites located along Hanover Street in Carlisle, the complaint shows. The manager reported that in January 2025, 44 different reservations were billed under Dixon's credit cards. She's still giving them money.
She's
giving them money. This is one hotel. Did she used to work here or something? This is weird.
Beef. There's got to be beef here.
Yeah.
Deep beef. Long-term
beef.
But it's Pyrrhic beef.
Pyrrhic beef.
Yeah, this beef is so Pyrrhic.
It's cooking them both.
Oh, it's so Peloponnesian. Mm. Oh.
Peloponnesian beef?
It's a real Peloponnesian victory, as they say.
Dixon claimed the rooms were bought as Christmas gifts. However, the recipients were not aware of the reservations.
Yeah.
I'd like to book a hotel room for my brother-in-law. Oh, don't worry. All my friends. He shan't be coming. she was warned not to make any more reservations. However, she continued to do so, investigators said.
Just free money for them? I don't understand.
Tara, knock it off. Okay, I won't do it again. Have you guys got anything available tomorrow night?
I'm having a party. I need 64 rooms.
Every room in the hotel. Oh, sorry, I've just received some news. I shan't be coming.
4:37 a.m. back for more room reservations.
On booking.com, 3 a.m.
4:38, going back for more cancellations. One of those fraudulent reservations was made under the Carlisle Borough Police Chief Taro Landis's name, the complaint shows.
That's really funny. That's a really funny thing to do.
Yeah. She's got maybe...
I just
like,
want him to sleep well.
This might be municipal beef, maybe. Yeah. Not just maybe. The beef of Halicarnassus or whatever.
Oh, never mind. He won't be coming.
It'd be so funny to just wait until the credit card charge has gone through and then say that you're cancelling right afterwards and the deposit is down. I should be coming.
The police chief has an audience with the Pope.
I've just had word that he's taken ill.
He will require two rooms.
Oh, he has one for the Pope.
What's the best room you have for a Pope?
The Pope shan't be coming.
Oh, the Pope's sweet?
The Pope's quite ill. He shan't be coming. Another fraudulent reservation was made under the name of the county's former top prosecutor, Merle Ebert. We are getting some great
Merle Ebert.
Yeah,
these are great. Where are we? What Merle state Ebert? Are we in?
Pennsylvania.
I'm in a state of delight hearing these names.
That's right.
Yeah.
Taron Dixon, Merle Ebert, and Taro Landis.
Taro Landis.
Another fraudulent reservation was made under the name of the county's former top prosecutor, Merle Ebert, who died in 2024. When asked if she knew about Ebert's passing, Dixon allegedly said, quote, "You mean his demise?"
And by the way, he won't be coming.
He shan't be coming.
I'm just receiving news. He's dead.
He's dead. I shall release the room.
Although I do have another friend coming to town. Ah, he's not coming. Due to the cancelled reservations, the hotel has lost upward of $2,000.
Oh my god!
But they've made the money of
she's
cancellation lost money. Fee.
She's lost a bunch of money.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put up the reservation fee?
Or like, what guarantee is there that a hotel in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania, was going to be full every given night?
Yeah, I don't think they're technically losing money. It's not like that room could have gone to someone else. It can't be that busy.
Yeah, objection.
Like your
speculation.
Shit sets up wrong.
Dixon was arrested and arraigned in April 2025, and as a bail condition, she was not allowed to make reservations within a 200-mile radius of Carlisle.
200 miles?
200 miles. What an insane punishment. This is fucking crazy. What framework of law lets you ban people from making hotel reservations within a specified radius around a town?
She hasn't done anything technically wrong. She paid the cancellation fee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the crime? She needs to get a good lawyer. This is fine.
Yeah.
The following weekend, investigators said she continued to make more reservations, 96 of them, in one weekend.
She's the Joker.
I think she might be.
Hello, I need 96 rooms for this evening.
I believe you've already got my credit card on file.
Yes, I believe you have my card on file.
Dixon, Taron, yes. The Baltimore Orioles are coming to stay. One room each. Oh, it went through? They shan't be coming.
They have a game to play elsewhere.
They're busy playing Major League Baseball. They should be coming. Dixon faces multiple felony charges of theft and unlawful use of a computer, along with misdemeanor charges of criminal mischief.
I mean, get a good lawyer, babe.
Yeah.
Mischief.
None of that's true.
Yes.
Mischief. Mischief.
Criminal mischief? Maybe? I don't know.
Misuse of computer? You can be charged with using the computer badly?
Using the computer wrong in a way that people don't like? And that's illegal in America?
That's illegal? You can't do that?
You can't? What theft? What is the... She's not, like, making any money back from this.
She's paying money for nothing.
I don't...
Why
no, there's
is she
no
doing
way
this?
That this is like an arbitrage scam of some kind or something, right? There's because so she cost the hotel thousands of dollars because the no-show fee is only a percentage of the reservation price. So that's they're just saying the difference between the amount of money they could have made on the hotel room versus the amount of money they did get. That's not fucking
that's
theft.
Just that's what you could have made. That's not what you did make.
Yeah, this is bullshit.
Oh, this is like the piracy kind of maths, right?
Yeah,
like if everyone who pirated a copy of our podcast would have subscribed.
Yes.
Yeah, you actually owe us $1 billion.
Millionaires.
This is, I think you guys need to get your fucking systems unlocked. You know what the problem is? It's that they've automatically signed up with like hotels.com, booking.com, Trivago, fucking.
Yeah, because it makes it easier for them.
All of those, like the 30 different websites that all charge very slightly different prices for the same reservation type thing.
And yet we won't see any of the white-collar professionals from those companies in jail anytime soon.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll just see.
Because we're a nation
jail.
Divided. And by we, I mean America.
Yeah. It's us and the people that work at booking.com.
Yeah.
Let's get them.
Let's get them.
She is locked up in Cumberland County Prison with her bail set at a combined $102,000 by Madden.
What? Jail?
Yeah. Get her out of there.
For what?
For what?
Jail for what? Jail for what?
For making a light turn on a screen and then turn off again?
Yeah. How could something that abstract?
Booking.com?
This is fucked. I don't agree with this at all. I think what she's doing is insane, but I think she's probably got a good reason.
But harmless.
Have you considered asking her why she was doing it? Just like asking?
Yeah, maybe that's the problem. Maybe it's the fact that no one...
We make assumptions about each other instead of just asking.
We just need to sit down and talk.
And assuming makes it ass out of you and me.
Yes.
And it puts Taryn Dixon in jail for what? For using the computer.
And
something we all do.
She just thought it was very funny to do.
Sometimes it's fun to say, I shan't be coming.
Yeah.
Hundreds of times in a month.
She's in jail. She gets her phone call. Hello, I'd like 2,000 rooms, please.
Oh, I cannot attend.
I'm in jail. I shan't be coming.
I'm in jail. I shan't be coming. I think the mayor would like a hotel room, though. Oh, that's gone through? The mayor's not coming.
The police are trying to work out how she keeps booking the rooms. She's got a guy.
She's got a guy on the outside,
She's using a tin cup against the bars to Morse code hotel reservations to someone on the outside with a phone.
Yeah, same hotel as last time. Yes. Yep, king room. Gotcha. Oh, cancel?
Tell them you won't be coming.
Yes, she says she won't be coming.
Oh, I don't know if this next one is a... Well, that we should finish the episode on. But hey, you know, sometimes there's just something that you need to chat about. And we chat about that. We chat about that in Stuff We Should Chat About.
Here comes some stuff we should chat about. Stuff we should chat about. Books are list of stuff to chat about. Stuff we should chat about. Here comes some more stuff to chat about. We're chatting about stuff.
Okay, so you guys know how, like, we're all going to die one day.
Oh, boy, I mean,
not me. Not me, but
okay,
yeah.
Well, how most people are all going to die one day. Millions now living will never die. That's something that I believe.
Oh.
Okay, so, you know, like, we're all going to die. I don't know about you guys. My personal belief, so there's sort of there's nothing really eternal about the soul or consciousness or whatever. No. So that'll just sort of like wink out.
I would say that my mind is sort of latched on that, maybe 3 to 4 hours a day.
Yes. Yeah, me too, actually. It ruins my life pretty often, honestly. Yeah. Just sort of
which is the thing, which is the only thing you have, by the way. So if you were really like interested in like, you know, being happy or that sort of stuff, you'd probably just stop thinking about all that.
I remember reading a thing once that said that paracetamol actually helps treat existential dread.
What?
This is definitely received wisdom.
Oh, my goodness.
Paracetamol.
This is not a joke.
Existential dread.
It's bad for your liver. So it's sort of my brain versus my liver.
Oh, this is interesting. This is from the Nursing Times. Popping paracetamol could also treat emotional pain. In this study, emotional pain, also referred to as existential dread, was taken to be distress experienced during perceived threats to our existence or worldview. Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh.
You know what also
emotional pain is real pain. That's why it treats it.
Dread is like alcohol, drugs, morphine.
Yeah.
A lot of things. Really. There's a lot of opioids. There's a lot of options.
You got options, yeah. All right. Well, so this is kind of what I'm talking about. Maybe not the drugs part. So we're going to die at one point. Consciousness winks out. No continuation. We'll have no memory of any of events that took place.
Yeah. Synapses stop firing and with it.
Yeah. So your consciousness may as well have never have existed. Except, so you've got the argument that like the stuff you do in your life has an impact on the people around you. Right, you can make their lives better by existing, and that's like even though you won't be around to experience it, you can have like a positive legacy. Like your life will have had an impact, right? But so all of those people that you've had an impact on also die. No consciousness, that's gone. No memories.
Yes.
No nothing. Mm. But then you know you can do the flow on effects of well, those people will have helped people, so you know you're part of that web.
Your deeds ripple through time.
Yeah, except like we're probably at some point the human race is going to be entirely gone. Like the last ever human will die at some point 10,000, 20,000 years from now, 10 years,
probably
20
not.
Years. Who
probably
knows?
Not that long. Yeah.
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 Like due to some sort of planetary crisis or, you know, who knows? Something's probably going to happen. So then all memory of any sort of human experience at all is just gone entirely. Erased from the universe. And if there's nothing else conscious in the universe, no other like, no alien life forms, there'll be nothing to experience the universe at all. Yes. So why is it?
Just why is it? Like, why is it like that?
Why would the, like, if there's nothing to experience the universe, sort of like what is, why?
I don't know. Because personally, when I die, I'm joining the collective consciousness. I'm the water drop in the ocean of collective consciousness. So I'm not like, I'm not super worried about it.
Oh, fuck, that sounds nice. That sounds really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I think just personally for me, that's kind of my path.
Yeah. Well, you.
That's such a cool belief to have ended up in the great like belief rock shaker of life with. Because I just got handed out sort of like.
I got nothing.
Yeah. It sort of ends and then boop.
Yeah,
that's it forever.
For like the first half of my life, I had the very comforting thought that because I believed in God and I had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, that I would get to spend eternity in paradise. So that the things happening in life, honestly, not that big a deal. Because
compared to an eternity in paradise.
The eternity in paradise, you know, the stuff that happens now is just kind of like, yep, this is good for building the spirit and lets me
good
develop my personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But that next part's going to be fucking amazing and it will go on forever.
Yeah.
And so now I have like nothing. And it feels like shit.
Yeah.
Mm.
Right. Yes.
So, yeah. Have you guys got any...
Oh.
Something. People say that stuff makes life more precious, something. People seem to say that kind of stuff. But then it's like, well, what's the point of life if I'm thinking about my mortality and it doesn't really matter and nothing that I do in this life matters and it won't have any effect on anyone else. And eventually human consciousness will cease to exist and then the planet will be here and it'll be beautiful, but there'll be no one here to experience it or remember us and what we did. Yeah.
Yeah. There'll be like a massively like infinite universe, like full of wonders and beauty beyond comprehension, but it won't be being comprehended. So it'll be sort of happening, but like, to what end? is an empty universe playing out its clockwork mechanics in a beauty of spirals and patterns for billions of years, trillions of years, but like for if no one's around to see it, kind of like,
is
what,
it, yeah,
why?
Is it kind so of meaningful
at all? So you want us to solve
all
this mystery?
If you, cause just because I've been thinking about it a bit, it would be like really nice could like put a neat little little bow on it, an idea that would kind of make me feel okay about it.
Yeah.
Jacking off?
Yeah, I was also thinking about jacking off in there.
Yeah, that's like, that's good for a little while. And then it, sort of, it comes back shortly afterwards, I think is kind of the problem.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
You get
Rush
like a little brief
rushing back.
Reprieve.
Maybe keeps gooning? The wolf from the door and then...
Gooning, maybe?
Is that why they do it?
Maybe that's why they do it. Because you're gooning for something. You're not thinking about your own death.
Yeah. The other day, you know, I was in such a situation. And then the dread set in. I've got to tell you, very distracting.
The dread set in mid-jack-off?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know it could do that.
I didn't know it could do that either. You're saying that nothing in this universe could stop it from happening? If even jacking off doesn't work,
within
what tools
the, within
do
the
have?
Salt circle of jacking your push.
With the iron in your pocket of masturbating. Glad we sorted that one out. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Buena Vista, if you have any solutions to just not really understanding the point of any of this, but don't like, I know all the truisms and I know some of the sort of the religious arguments pretty well.
Yeah,
I need something
books.
That like works. Yeah. Like I need a guarantee.
Or like an explanation for everything.
Like I can sometimes trick myself sometimes that if I watch a moving enough movie or like a good enough book where I'm like, yeah, you know, it is just the fact that we get to do it and then it's over. But then... But for what is kind of, you know, so if like ultimately
sometimes
it's all
I'll
for
watch
nothing.
Like an Ethan Hawke YouTube clip. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, it is meaningful. Ethan. What we do is meaningful. Because like he's really hot when he says it. So it's like whatever he says. I'm like, oh, totally. 100%.
Immediately, whenever I try and calm myself about these things, I'm thinking of him and Julie Delpy in the before movies talking to each other about life and being like, yeah, there probably is something. I could trick myself into having woo-woo beliefs. For sure, if like two hot people
I just think about Ethan Hawke. Yeah.
Yeah, let's start jacking off. And then...
Exactly.
It goes
and that,
away.
But then it comes back. It comes back.
Yeah.
You forget.
Sometimes worse, depending on what happened during the jack-off session. thank you for joining us. Let us know if you've got any sort of solutions to the finite nature of life problem.
Yeah, thanks.
That'd be awesome.
Send them through.
We record a bonus episode every week as well. So if you feel like you want more of this podcast, you can do that. Patreon.com/Buena Vista. The last bonus episode, a fucking hoot. It was a wonderful episode. I had a great time. It was a blast. Until then, please stay safe and keep jacking off.
Yeah.
It's good for you, apparently. Men are supposed
it's
to jack off.
It's good for you.
Yeah.
People with penises.
Women haven't checked.
It sounds like a load of shit.
No, I think they tell you that after like 30, you have to start jacking off.
Yeah, otherwise you get
because of your prostate
cancer.
Or something.
Yeah. People with prostates, I should say. Not
women have to jack off too, I'm sure. There's some thing.
It does something to the pipes.
Got to clear the pipes out.
Got to clear the pipes out. It's like taking the car for a run sometimes. You got to open it right up. 125 kilometers an hour on the Bruce Highway. It's good for the car.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.